On what the fuck is up, everybody? Welcome to the Great Girth Podcast. One half of your favorite fat duo here, that's me, Tony. My other half, Austin, is running a little late. We are joined once again by loyal friend, fan, the bear of Texas himself, Alex Alcazaz. Alex, buddy, how are you doing?
Well, I'm blessed to be back here, sir.
Thank you for coming on, man. I know it's kind of a odd request, talking video games, not politics, but every now and then I like to take a break.
The fact is, I'm here on the Great Girth Podcast, and I'm very grateful to God for this. I mean, ever since I left my day job, I feel like I made the stupidest mistake ever because there was somewhat of an income, but look, I've already tried finding work, and it's just been an absolute nightmare, and I'm trying not to lose my mind, so being on this show kind of helps that.
Exactly, man. As long as we can take some time out of your schedule and make you laugh, cry, smile, that's all that matters, man. That's what we try to do.
I hope all you patriots out there are fulfilling your patriotic duty and voting for the primaries, making the right choice.
Yes. Yes. And before we get into the topic, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize sincerely. My laptop is a piece of shit. It's not meant to run this kind of, what do you want to call it, data, gig, whatever. It's not meant for this. So it's going to come out a little choppy, but you're not really watching this for our faces. This is for our tier ranking list. Mm-hmm. So we are doing another tier ranking, but this time we're doing it on the games of Rockstar. Now, keep in mind, this is a tier that I found under most popular, so there could be some games missing on here. I'd like to assume that these are probably the most well-known games, or at least the most financially successful. But we have them. Let's see, how many do we have? Well, I'm not even going to bother counting, but we're going with a generic tier ranking, S tier, A tier, B, C, D, E, and then haven't played, which should really just be F, because I feel like there's too many tiers here, but fuck it. We probably won't even use like most of them. If we're being honest here, we're not going to use most of them. So I'd like to kick this to the very first Rockstar game I ever played, which was, believe it or not, Grand Theft Auto 3.
Dude, mine too.
Yeah, this was like my introduction to, well, not just video games, but because I had played a PlayStation before and I'd played a lot of older games, but this was my introduction to Rockstar games as well as the whole, like, what do you want to call that? Not suck. I guess it's technically sucking gen, but it's like when we had that first 3D character, it wasn't necessarily top-down view, which is the older Grand Theft Auto games. However, though, man, I got to be honest, I'm going to get in some hot water for this one. I really don't think this is a very strong entry. I think it's good for the time. I mean, it's an easy game. I love revisiting it. It's like I said, it's got nostalgia. And whenever you think of Grand Theft Auto, you immediately think of that one because that's kind of that's what started the Grand Theft Auto that we would come to know over time.
It's what put it on the map. And actually, you know what? I lied. Vice City was actually the first one. I played Vice City. And then as a gift, I got GTA 3, and honestly, compared to Vice City, GTA 3 sucks.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at with it. I mean, look at it like this. If we get rid of nostalgia, because for me, nostalgia is like, it hits home with Vice City, but if we're getting rid of the nostalgia factor and going based off of not even gameplay, not even graphics, more or less story, I would say this is one of the weaker ones. I mean, I hate to say that because it's old, but if you really look at it after every single one you've played, Grand Theft Auto 3 isn't one that I just clamor to play again. I've played it a handful of times. People are probably going to be pissed about this, but I'd say this is at best a C tier game because it's good. It's fun, but it's not, you know, in comparison. So we're going to put the first one.
I mean, I think the fact that the character never speaks, I feel like that is not quite.
That's like terrible.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting. Like, I'll be honest with you. I've never beaten GTA 3. Never.
I've beaten it, and it's not, I don't know, man. Like the story, like I said, the story is not really that good. I mean, it was cool for the time. And if I'm being honest, I did not beat this game until after I became an avid GTA player, which was pretty much right around the time of San Andreas. So
right.
I did beat it then, but right after playing Vice City and San Andreas, it was kind of like a, it's forgettable. Unfortunately, it's the one that started what we know, but it's kind of forgettable in that sense.
It is. Yeah. And Raleigh because has joined us.
Well, in my opinion, the one that, again, it goes to nostalgia, and it's personally, it's my favorite Grand Theft Auto game in the entire franchise. Well, for now. So I'd like to nominate Vice City clearly to S tier. I mean, I don't know. I guess it could be A tier because it's not on the same level as, like, you know, 4 and 5, but Vice City, man, that's a fucking phenomenal game. Most people I talk to, when they reference Grand Theft Auto, they're either talking about San Andreas or Vice City.
Right.
The new ones, of course, but those are for, like, the newer crowd. Those are for the younger kids. I love them. I play them, but these are my Grand Theft Autos that I remember. So Vice City, to me, I'll be fair. If we're going to get rid of the nostalgia and the fact that I'm biased, I say it's definitely fair to put it in A tier. But how do you feel about that?
Well, I agree with that, and it's very unfortunate because I believe last year the voice actor for the game's protagonist, Tommy, actually passed away. And because from what I understand, the new GTA that will be coming out is actually going to take place in Vice City. So I was asked, should Tommy Vercetti have a cameo or have a small part in the game's story? And I said, well, the problem is without the original voice actor, it's going to lack that authenticity. So yes. Unless they're able to use voice samples or like that, then fine. But other than that, I mean, I don't know. Vice City certainly has that story, especially from the introduction. And, you know, it's basically like the similar story to Scarface. You know, you arrive with, you know, like that, and then you just work your way up, and then you build your empire. And it's funny enough, that mansion is basically, you know, the idea came from the movie Scarface.
Yep, exactly. If you play that game, man, even now, you can clearly see mirror images of Scarface. It was because the third one, if you really look at it, the third one is taking a lot of the classic gangster era films and kind of morphing it into one. Vice City kind of does the same thing.
A fictional version of New York City.
Right. So three is very much.
Yeah.
Right. Three is very much a mesh of like a bunch of different, you know, mafia films. Vice City is definitely a mesh too, but Vice City is clearly taking origin from Scarface. It's very much a Scarface game if you really look at it, but I digress.
It's embarrassing to say I could not beat Vice City without using cheat codes.
Well, I was up there, you know, as a kid, I had to use cheat codes. And then when I got older, I found ways around it. Not necessarily cheat codes, but like I actually read the gameplay. The walkthrough, I knew where all the hidden packages were. Funny little fact. This is the only Grand Theft Auto game where I knew where all the hidden packages were. And I know that if you get all 100 of them, you get 50K in the bank. And for every 10 that you collect, every hidden package or every 10 of them, you get a reward. So at the end of it, you know, you get like, I think the first 10, it's like body armor or a chainsaw. The second 10, it's a sniper. The third 10, it's something else. But towards the end, you get like a rocket launcher. You get access to the military tank. You just need to have the cop outfit in order to get into the military grounds or you're fucked. But yeah, if you get all the fucking hidden packages, dude, it comes with perks that end up helping you out. So,
Austin, thoughts on the progress so far?
Yeah. I'm liking what I'm hearing. Most importantly, oh no, I lost you.
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, no, I didn't lose you. There you are.
There I am.
No, I think Vice City and A's right where it should be.
Well, we decided, because I was going to put it in S tier, but I decided to let my bias and my nostalgia go. Because if you really look at it, it's not on the same level as like some of the previous games we've had. But in terms of story, it's definitely a stronger one. Whereas we felt 3, even though it's awesome, it's forgettable. It's one of the more forgettable entries for at least the newer timeline or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
it's good, but
Vice City's really good. It's not an S-tier game, though.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely an A if we're talking nostalgia, but we're not talking nostalgia. We're just talking gameplay and storyline. But Austin, I'm gonna let you.
If we were doing this in probably 2006 or 2005, it would probably be an S.
Yeah, probably. Austin, I'll let you pick the next one. Let me scroll down so you can see what we got. I'm pretty sure this isn't all the Rockstar games, but I'm going to assume it's most of them.
So, the first video game I ever played is on this list. The first Rockstar game is the first on the list. It's Bully. Did either of you guys ever play Bully?
I did.
Yes, I have. Okay,
the one that I actually played through the most and I beat was actually the Scholarship Edition. The regular edition... I rented it, but unfortunately never finished it. But when I wanted to go back is because when I went back, it was on the 360, and that was the Scholarship Edition, which I think it's a great game. Swear to God, we kind of have the mentality of the game's character.
It's one of the best games, man. I remember playing this thing religiously when I was a kid, dude. My brother had a copy of it. And I was more for some other game at that time, but that's what he got for Christmas, and I ended up stealing it from him.
Oh.
Bully is awesome, but how do you feel about it, Austin?
Oh, I love it. I think it's an A-tier, top of A-tier.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, definitely.
And I will admit, I did actually go to classes. I didn't skip the classes. I did have the character. No, you're going to class. And you're gonna get good grades. So I always made sure if I did not get the A plot or whatever, I would have to I gotta do it again.
All right. So we agree Bully is A. Now, Alex, why don't you pick the next one?
Okay, let's see. You know what? A game that has really basically positively affected me, although a little bit negative, I have to go with the first Max Payne.
I'm a big fan of the first one. I love it more than the second one, but that's just my two cents on it.
To be honest, the first one, there were times where it made me cry because, the fact that at 12 years old, my mom bought me this game. I mean,
yeah, bro, I was going to say, I was 9 or 10 playing these games, dude. I don't know how my parents
I'll
were
never
like,
forget, it's all right. As, if you know the story very well, and I do, in the opening mission, when Max comes home and he finds his wife and his baby infant daughter slaughtered, and when you go to his daughter's bedroom, how you see her the crib is tipped over. She's under the blanket. I think only the feet are sticking up. There's three bullet holes and there's a puddle of blood. I mean, that right there was tough. But when you do those nightmare missions, and there's one of the nightmare missions where you hear the baby crying in the background, that was too much, man. Especially what happened to the baby, how brutally the baby was slaughtered.
Well, Max Payne to me is the best one just because it's the only one that has the horror elements. The rest are clearly action-based, but this one has some action in it too, obviously, but Max Payne is for sure a horror game. To me, this one is definitely A-tier, but just like Bully, it suffers with visuals. Gameplay was pretty good, but I'd say it's more of an A-tier game. I don't know. What do you think about it, Alex?
You know, one of the best things from this game, you remember how those cutscenes, those comic book-like cutscenes where Max Payne is kind of talking?
Yeah,
that I thought was pretty cool. Enough of it. There was a mission called forgot what it was. I'm gonna try to come back to that. But playing it Bogart. I mean, that's pretty freaking cool.
Right.
Just go in there. You don't. I mean, Max Payne basically is at a point he doesn't give a damn how dangerous the mission is. He's a man with nothing to lose.
Right.
Did you just say that the first Max Payne is the best Max Payne?
Yes, I love it.
Well, Max Payne 2 is fine. I never played Max Payne 3 because I felt that it came way too late. Max Payne 3 came way too late.
Way too late, and I was disappointed with 2.
Max Payne is by far the best Max Payne. Or Max Payne 3, the third one, is by far the best Max Payne game. You guys better...
No wonder you shook your head.
Wrap it up and go play it.
Wrap it up.
I'd imagine it's available on the PlayStation market.
Yeah, Xbox probably has it.
Ow.
You need to go play it. It's better than the first one. And controversial opinion, the first Max Payne is kind of an game.
Oh, man.
That's how I feel about the second one. I'm like, it's
Because story on Max Payne is good. The actual gameplay on that Max Payne game is borderline exhaustingly boring.
Well, it's definitely new. Like, it was a new
exhausting, world. Yeah. And speaking of Max Payne, I think, I don't know if it's a remake or a remaster, but I think it's coming out later this year. I'm not sure if it's a remake or a remaster, though.
I think the original Max Payne's like a C.
That's a B, bro. I'll settle for a... I don't know. I like this game. I could settle for a C, though, because if you're talking, yeah, like... Visually speaking and gameplay wise, it's not one of the. It's like I said, it's like Bully. It's a good game, but Bully suffered from the graphics, even for that time, in my opinion. That's what Max Payne suffers from. So, I mean, I'd say a C is fair, but we better give Max Payne 2 a lower ranking because that game's a dud in comparison.
To me, Max Payne is a B. I would say A, but some of the missions are too frustrating. It's not only that, but again, you know, the controls are hard to remember. So, I mean, if it wasn't for that, I would give it an A, but I got to go with a B. And they're actually, Max Payne 1 and 2 are getting remade.
Fuck. All right, well, okay, so we, let's see here.
So, in my case, you got to put 3 where I haven't played because I never played it.
Yeah, I haven't either, which is unfortunate. Well,
I've watched the walkthrough, or at least part of it. And I think at that point, you know, you know, I always say the fact what surprised me is that what Max Payne went through, the fact that he was he was still sane enough to keep his job and even be transferred to the DEA. And right. At that point, he had to get to the bottom to what, you know, what took away his life. And again, I remember the Max Payne story so well. He's undercover with a mafia that processes the drug that in this whole theory, I think it's called Valkyr. So, I mean, I remember the story so well. As a matter of fact, I have a walkthrough of Max Payne on my YouTube channel, and I've been begging people for many, many months to please check it out. In fact, I've been begging people to please subscribe and check out my work. Please. Please. I don't want another day job. Please.
Well, there's some homework for me. I'll check it out. Austin, we clearly love this game. Would you settle for a B?
Yeah. If you guys feel that strongly about it, you can...
Okay.
At least a B, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? Look at the cover of that game. That's badass. I want a poster of that. Look at that, the gun, the way he's looking, the brick wall. I mean, again, it symbolizes he's got nothing to lose and he's in the biggest mission of his life.
All right. I'm going to pick the next one. Personal favorite of mine, Manhunt. This is a bizarre fucking game. Have you guys ever played this one?
Not played any of them. I think it's not going to be easy for me to get Austin to say, "You're killing me, man."
What about you, Austin? Have you ever played Manhunt?
I think sparingly.
So it's each game has a different story, but the concept is the same. So like the first one is about a guy who wakes up after he's supposed to be executed and he's on a TV show where basically it's kind of like The Running Man. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie, The Running Man, but
he has to
survive all these different levels, and it's through like abandoned cities, and there's like a zoo he goes through. He goes through some underground railroad. Like there's a lot of shit. He ends up fighting rival gangs. All of it is so he can get his freedom if he survives. Harriet Tubman.
I mean, I would imagine that based on what you said, the creation of this game had to have been, you know, from the idea of The Running Man. I mean, yeah, I have seen it. It's with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just the Body Ventura actually has a role in it. And I've said it before. Yeah. I always say the way California is headed, I mean, soon it's going to be like the setting of The Running Man.
Well, that's pretty much what Manhunt is. You don't really get to see like the game show from the you know, people watching it. You just play the whole game as he tries to go through different levels. Again, he's going through different streets, different areas of like an abandoned area. It's like an abandoned fucking city or whatever. But towards the end, he learns it's all just a fucking little hoax. He's not supposed to survive. So he decides to go after the people that run the game and film the game. It's fucking awesome. But considering you haven't played it and Austin doesn't remember it, we're going to just stick it under haven't played. If you have never played this game and you're listening, I highly encourage you to go check it out. It's one of the greatest games ever made just because of the fact that it is one of the most violent. It is one of the goriest. There's an option on there on the game. So like ideally what you want to do in this game is sneak up on people and kill them. That's how you make way through the game. each time you kill someone, there's a level of violence. So it's like the first level, you're behind them. They have these arrows that go over their head. That's clearly you're targeting on them. At first, they're white. That's like a small level of violence. Then it's yellow. That's second grade. Then it's red. That's the best one you can get. And you can do something like use a glass shard. You stick it in their neck and twist their head and decapitate them. Or with a baseball bat, you beat the fuck out of them until they're just mush. Like, it's awesome. It's a game that's controversial, though. It's one that sparked a lot of problems. It was banned from a couple other countries. And Manhunt 2 was just as bad, if not worse. But, yeah, if you have never played Manhunt, you guys are fucking missing out. This is a crazy game. If you play it now, you're going to look at it like this game was ahead of its time. This game came out like 2000, 2001. This game is way ahead of its time. But, all right. Next game, Austin, it is your turn.
Oh, I guess we could do San Andreas next.
Oh, baby.
I love this one.
The greatest Grand Theft Auto game ever made.
It was briefly pulled from the shelves, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there was a lot of controversy surrounding it, just for various reasons, because you got to remember.
All you had to do was follow the damn train.
Nah.
Well, and for a game of its time, it's a massive fucking game. Like, there's so much to do, even for how little scale it is. It's huge. This is easily an S-tier game. I know the graphics aren't great, but look at the gameplay, dude. Look at how it revolutionized Grand Theft Auto. Because Vice City was somewhat of an update to 3, but it didn't go anywhere near in the direction that San Andreas does.
San Andreas gave us the best map.
I say it's an S-tier. What about you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
No doubt about it. The story is great. You know, there's a lot of stuff. And I love that, you know, the fact that in that game you can buy clothes for like 99 cents.
Exactly. All right. So we got San Andreas and S tier. Alex, you get to pick the next game.
All right. Let's go L.A. Noire, because that was a fantastic game.
That is a very good game. I love this one. Austin, have you ever played L.A. Noire?
Oh, I say noir because, you know.
Well, technically, realistically, it's like either, because I've heard people say it either way. I think it's one of those things where it's pretty much like you would say scenario or scenario if you're a prick.
Right, right.
But Austin, have you ever played this game?
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
Okay, you know, there was one time, because, you know, in the game, you know how it takes place in 1947 Los Angeles, and during that time, a lot of murders were taking place in L.A. There was the infamous Black Dahlia murder, which to this day remains unsolved. Right. Like, it was criticized because a lot of the women that were found murdered in this game were naked, but I would say, well, because back then, that's how it was. So it was not, I mean, they thought at first because the female victims were often left naked that it was some sort of, like, thing. I mean, no, that's how it was back then. A lot of times, women that were unfortunately, you know, victims of, you know, a serial killer murder or murder anyway, they were often found naked.
It's definitely a good game. It's got its controversy. I personally love this one, but if I were to take a step back, this one doesn't hit the landing for me like the Grand Theft Auto games do, because that's kind of what it is, but not necessarily.
They actually made it look like L.A., like, you know, there's this thing, like, if you drive past a legitimate landmark, it kind of unlocks this thing. So,
well, I always tell people, if you've never played this game and you've played Mafia, then you've already played this game, because that's essentially kind of the same thing. But
the only Mafia unfortunately, was Definitive Edition and the walkthroughs on my channel.
That's another good one. I have that one, too. I love the original, but the Definitive is great. Don this Salieri one, though, man,
has my loyalty.
I have to say, this one is, unfortunately, it is kind of forgettable when you're talking about some of the other games I've done. This one, to me, is, it's good, but it's a C tier for me. What do you guys think?
I have to go with a B, because I don't like how, in the story, how the character kind of disgraced himself when he was in the Vice desk. I did not like that at all. And I don't like how the ending, how he died. I felt that was a huge step back. I felt like there should have been more outfits, more weapons. And I think that the length of the story was fine. Probably should have been longer. But I don't like how he goes from Vice desk. There's that scandal in the game. And then he gets demoted to arson. Gets disgraced. I mean, I don't like that at all. So I think L.A. Noire, a B, is best for me.
Okay, I mean, I'll settle on a B too, because it is, like I said, it's a good game. It's just it's not like in my setting.
How it's in 1947 Los Angeles. You know, still a lot of corruption with the city politicians and even you know, the scandals with the police department, and of course again back then, you know, all the murders and everything.
What do you think, Austin? Would you settle for a B on this one?
I mean, I think B's considerably high, but.
I was gonna say I'm more of a C guy, but I'll give it a B because I do enjoy it. It's not a bad game. It's just it doesn't have the, so we'll put it on B. It just doesn't have the same flair to me as some of these other games.
It's not a great game, but it's not a horrible game. I would just say it's a good game.
Very good game. All right, so this is where we're at now.
You know, one thing on how you look for clues, you investigate, how when you investigate the murders. I mean, every time you find a clue, that sound that would play, I love that, and that music that would play at the crime scenes.
Right.
It really, it really gives you the mentality that you're a detective. You're actually investigating this.
Austin, buddy, it is your turn.
Can we talk about how shit the first GTA is?
I've never even played it.
It's not a good game.
It is so incredibly bad that I cannot believe that the worst game on this list somehow has birthed the greatest, one of the greatest video game franchises ever. What the hell? This game's an F tier. It's trash. It's garbage. It's like a mobile game, but not a good mobile game. Like, there's a lot of really old games, like top-down games like that, that really, like, age well. This not only did not age well, it, like, fucking, it aged like a bowl of cottage cheese inside an oven on the surface of Mars.
Well, it's not as good as like GTA 2 was good for top down, but dude, if you were to compare them, Chinatown Wars is a better top down game. So yeah, I agree. This one's easily an F. I don't fucking play this one again. I haven't played it since I was a kid.
I mean,
how do you feel, Alex?
Kind of like, I'll be honest, 1, 2, and London. I feel like GTA London, this should be something that should come out around this generation.
Yeah, because London's a good one, but the first one that doesn't start.
I've not played that one either.
Okay. Well, since two of us have.
It's kind of the point where you both will be saying, you're killing me, man.
No, you're good. I'm going based off of, like, how many people in the room. So, like, fair example, Manhunt, I was the only one that played it. Austin doesn't remember it. You haven't played it. So I figured it's only fair to put it and haven't played. Whereas Grand Theft Auto, the first one, 2-1. All right. So let's see. What do I want to go with? Fuck it. Let's go with a classic. The first Midnight Club. This is a pretty decent game. I like this one. Pretty much a little bit, if I'm not mistaken, it's a little before, maybe a little after the Fast and Furious hype. So that's kind of why I enjoyed this one. It's not a very good game, but it is a classic. I mean, I didn't care for the rest of them. Did you guys ever play the first Midnight Club?
Briefly, but I was always more, I mean, when it came to car, you know, to those kinds of games, I was more of a Need for a Speed guy.
Me too. Yeah, that's where.
But what about the only Midnight Club that I did play extensively was Midnight Club 3.
Oh, okay.
Dub edition. There's a reason they don't make these games anymore. Because they are the worst of the, like, major car games.
They're weird, dude. They're really weird. In compare, like, Need for Speed is the king. Clearly,
I feel like Midnight Club, it's like they were trying to make a Fast and Furious movie, like, video game.
Yeah,
it's like they tried
to get
the
next racer and flash your lights,
but they were told no.
It's a decent game. It's not an amazing game. I love it.
When I got a race car and I went out in the street, I tried to flash my lights at someone. No one raced me. They'll just flip me off. What the fuck?
Unfortunately, while this is a classic to me, it's not a very good game. I'm gonna vote that it's a D-tier game just because it's passable enough, but it's not good enough.
I mean, for me, 1 and 2 are both D.
What do you think, Austin? Is D all right with you?
Yeah, D's fine with me.
Because, like I said, it's playable. It's, to me, it's a classic. It's one that I've played before and, you know, I've played over the years, but as time has gone on, it doesn't age well. It's one that, like, yeah, I kind of feel like this really was them trying to cash in on like the Fast and Furious shit. All right. Alex, you are the next pick.
Oh boy. Let's see. You know what? Let's go Grand Theft Auto 4.
All right. I do that like right this there
has
one.
To go to the top.
What do you think, Austin? Is Grand Theft Auto 4 an S-tier game?
A-tier. I think there are only three S-tier games made by Rockstar, and it's not one of them.
I will say it's a pretty... I'll settle for A. It's a very good game. It was definitely next gen. Unfortunately, I didn't come around to playing this until after 5 because I didn't play any Grand Theft Auto game for a while after Vice City Stories. So
it's not as good as San Andreas.
I think the story. I think that the GTA the 4 the story is great. I feel like there's not enough weapons in that game. I will say this though, it was a GTA 4 game that you really felt like it was so good and so well written as far as the controls, everything. You didn't even want to use cheat codes. Like, it's like, good, I don't need cheat codes anymore.
It's definitely...
I think that's less about controls and more about the game not being challenging at all.
And I will say this, the map, though, it's New York, but the map I still think could have been better. It's just interesting that the whole thing's an island. I mean, you know, stop with this whole island concept. Seriously. Like, put some surrounding land, but obviously there's a barrier you can't get past because you got to stay in the game area. But an island, I mean, an island just in the middle of water like that, it doesn't make sense. It's unrealistic.
Well, that, and I was going to be the asshole that says it. So while I love this game, I will say I was disappointed with the graphics because for a newer game... They don't look amazing. They look good for their time, but I mean, again, I played 5 first, so that's why I was kind of like, eh, watching it. But I'd settle for an A. What do you think, Alex? Would you settle for an A?
Definitely. And I will say this, Nico is a great character, but I got to say, Roman, I love it. So like, even though Roman gets hurt on Rose, Roman's just the kind of, they made Roman a guy that, despite the fact that all the trouble he causes, Roman's a likable character, but at the same time, I'm like, well, look, he's from a country where there is not much freedom, so he got addicted to gambling because he was in a new world in the USA. Like, again, where he and Nico come from, they don't get those luxuries, so.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Austin, you are up next.
I guess let's get it out of the way. Let's do Red Dead Redemption, the first one.
Red Dead Revolver or Red Dead Redemption? Because Revolver's
Red Dead Redemption. No, let's do Revolver. Fuck that game. F tier. Trash.
Yeah, I was going to say Red Dead Revolver's fucking garbage. I didn't even know about this game until after the second one. And then I fucking went and played it. And I was like, you know what? I'm glad I didn't play this one. I don't know. Alex, did you ever play Red Dead Revolver?
Guys, now you guys are going to kill me. I've not played any of them.
Wait, I thought you only haven't played the second one. You've never played Red Dead Redemption, the OG?
I've not played any of them. And the one that I do have, I played it briefly at a friend's house, but that doesn't count because in order to be the part where you played it, you have to spend hours with it. Me, it was only 30 minutes tops. So I've not played any of the Red Deads, which is... Okay. I would like to. Now, if I had said I had no interest, it would probably be a different story, but I'd like to. But unfortunately, with our lives right now and, you know, in our situations, it's almost impossible. But I have watched clips. I have watched, you know, I've done research, so I do have some sort of experience with the game. It's not like I don't know anything at all.
I will tell you this.
I told y'all that was going to happen.
I highly suggest playing the first one, but save that for later. Just jump into the second one right away. The second one is very much better.
Play the first one, and no, it's not better.
It's way better.
No, you're it's out not. Of
your fucking mind.
You're smoking crap.
The story's better. The gameplay is better.
Oh no, I broke the damn wheel.
The whole open world is way better.
Some say the best way to describe. I mean, is it like a GTA version of like. the ancient times, like, you know, during the 1800s and early 1900s?
Kind of,
no,
yeah.
It's a giant Western film that you get to play the main character for a giant Western film. It's like if you were the main character of fucking Gunsmoke, and it's incredible. They're both, let's do it together, because they're both such good. They both should be, Red Dead 1 and Red Dead 2 should both be S-tier games. It's the only video game series ever where the first one came out and everybody said, oh, we don't want a second one. And they're like, oh, we're bringing a second one out. And everybody went, why the fuck do we need this? We don't want this. Do not ruin this game. And it came out and everybody goes, holy shit, it's just as good as the first one. Oh my God, this game is the most gorgeous game on the list. I will give Red Dead 2 credit. It is the most gorgeous game on this list. Hands down.
First one has the better storyline, though. The first one has a way better storyline.
Red Dead 2, you can literally spend hours just riding your horse through the map and just adoring how amazing the whole map is.
Just kidding. I'm putting this in S tier. I'm getting it out of the way.
Stab you in the throat.
We both agree that these two are definitely S tier. Now, I don't know why Red Dead Online is on here. I've never
Red Dead Online played great. It. Give it an A.
Give it an A? Okay, hold on. My computer is a piece of shit. I had to address this earlier. Like, my computer sucks dick. All right, so yeah. Red Dead 2 is for sure up there with 1. And then Online, we'll just get that out of the way. Now, have either of you played Red Dead Undead Nightmare?
Like I said, I played none of them.
Okay, so I played Undead Nightmare.
Austin definitely wants to... Austin's definitely unhappy about it.
Well, I played it, and I will say this. It's okay. The problem with it is it feels like a good idea that wasn't fully fleshed out. It feels like they just threw something at the wall and went, that could be good, but they had to cut it down, scale it back, and then we got a small adventure. It's decent. It's cool. I like the take. I love zombies. It was an awesome concept, but the landing didn't stick very well. To me, this is easily a C tier, but I don't know. What about you, Austin? Have you played Undead Nightmare?
He's briefly stepped away.
That's fine. We'll let him argue with me when he gets back, because I'm definitely putting this in C, because it's not that good. It's okay. Like I said, it's a concept that could have been better, but it felt like they just didn't fully flesh this out. It feels very unfinished. So, you know what? Since Austin is gone, why don't we...
Oh, here he is.
Okay. Austin, how do you feel about Undead Nightmare being at C tier? He's like, no, I'm not back. Fuck you.
I'm alive.
How do you feel about Red Dead Undead Nightmare being at C tier? Because the way I feel about this game is it's decent, but it didn't. It feels like an unfinished idea.
It can't stand alone. If it's outside the game, it's kind of boring. I agree. C tier.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay, so then. Let's see who's now. Oh, I'll go. Fuck.
Oh, the police were at my door, dude.
Let's go with. Ooh, I love this one. I don't know if you guys have played it. This one to me is easily an S tier. The Warriors. Have you guys played that one?
No.
Damn.
What fucking game is this?
It's an adaptation of the movie The Warriors, the 1978 flick or 79 flick. It's a fucking awesome game that pretty much replicates the movie.
Beat 'em up game.
Oh yeah, it's 100% a beat 'em up game. It's a gang game.
So it's almost like the Def Jam series.
Kinda. It's more so like if you were to take Grand Theft Auto and then morph it into like street gang territory, because the story is it essentially rips from the movie, but you're a character that's being initiated into a gang known as the Warriors. These are one of thousands of gangs in the streets of New York at that time. The whole game is basically you trying to get your gang to Coney Island, build up your gang. It doesn't necessarily follow the movie beat for beat. It kind of expands upon it. It's a great game, man. It's one that won a lot of awards. It's This one, though, the problem with it was it's clearly a nostalgia factor. If you're a big fan of the movie, you were looking to play the game and you played it and loved it. However, as far as I know, they're going to remaster it, but it's one that it's more of a, as much as I love it and I do think it deserves S tier, it's kind of a splash in the pan, unfortunately. So considering you guys haven't played it, though, I'm going to put it in haven't played, just to be fair.
Wow.
All right. Alex, you are next. Which game?
Okay. You know what? Let's go Liberty City Stories.
I love this one.
I absolutely loved it. I actually played it on the PlayStation Portable.
Yeah, that's when I played it, too. I got it with my PSP for fucking Christmas, too. I loved it.
It was such a fun game. It makes GTA 3 look like absolutely nothing, and it actually gives Vice City a run for its money.
It does, because Liberty City Stories is the GTA 3 that we wanted when you really look at it.
That's absolutely correct. It actually takes place, I believe, 3 years before the events of GTA 3 because...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the character you play, his name's Tony.
Tony he comes Cipriani.
Back to Liberty City after he's been off the grid for 4 years because of because you know how those mafia assassinations, you kill...
Yeah.
You kill a member of a rival family, and then you have to go... abroad for years to go into hiding. Yeah. He comes back.
Killed a main man.
But he's got to work his way back up. So,
I love the story, man. The gameplay is awesome. This is one that I have on my phone and my Xbox because I replay it every now and then. I'm not going to say it's A tier just because it, like Austin said earlier, it's a game that it can't stand on its own when it's separate because it is separate. It's a spinoff game. It's easily the best. The best spinoff of all of them, though. So to me, this one is likely going to be a B. How do you feel
about it? I wish it was on the PlayStation Network.
I know, dude. That's one thing. It's like you have to have a PSP or a PlayStation 2. I think that's why
they released it for the PS2, because it did so well that they felt that it was necessary to put it out on the PS2.
Well, I found an illegal copy and downloaded it to my Xbox. But then I also found out that you can buy them on the App Store, so I just bought it like years ago for like $5-6 or whatever, and then they just made a remastered one, so I'm gonna have to check that out. But this one to me is easily
stories. I did not know that.
This one to me is a B. What about you, Austin? How do you feel about Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories?
Well, Austin's actually not in the party right now.
That's all right. Fuck him. I'm just kidding. Oh man, that's not. We're gonna, since it's just you and I, dude. He lucked out on this one. This one's going to the B. Liberty City Stories is a B.
If it was like a full game, not a spinoff, it would easily be an A.
Right.
And you know what? In this game, there was actually motorcycles. As far as weapons were, there was a vast variety of weapons. It's interesting. Because this is the prior, there's several things in GTA 3 that are not in this game because it's 3 years prior. I think the Car Crusher was there. What else was... Okay. There's a couple of buildings that were being built. I forget which ones.
Right.
The St. Mark's Bistro is obviously there because, you know, that's...
Yeah.
That's for the Leonis.
Since Austin is gone, let's get some of these GTAs out of the way. We'll save the best for last, of course. I'm talking about the side ones. So, for me, okay. Vice City Stories is a shitty game. That's F tier, dude. It's a piece of shit.
It is so shitty that after my mom bought it for me, I literally out of my pocket gave her money back. I told mom, this game sucks.
Yo, dude, it sucks ass. I expected so much of it because, again, I love Vice City. It's my favorite Grand Theft Auto. So I expected something good out of this, and it wasn't, dude. The gameplay is by far the worst fucking one, besides the first one, of course. And secondly, I don't like the ripoff that they took from the Scarface game about like how you had to build your empire and build your own racketeering schemes and shit and defend them. Like, that was fucking stupid. It wasn't done well. So, and the story is just fucking random. The story is completely made up to fit in this universe, which you can argue that's all of them, but this one feels out of place. It feels like we really didn't need this one. So...
There was a mission that I could not beat that just made me say, fuck this. I think there was that mission where you have to, like, take these things out of the warehouse or whatever and that forklift.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I beat it and I played it a few times. I've honestly only replayed it because it has nostalgia for me. I was in like middle school, high school when this shit came out. So this was a big deal to me. But honestly, man, yeah, like it's, now that I look back, it's one that I'll never play. I believe
the setting is 2 years before the events of Vice City.
It's one that I probably won't play ever again. I mean, like I said, I replay it every now and then, but it's not one that I'm going to jump to. I think it's easily the worst when it comes to spinoffs. Now, our next spinoff is Chinatown Wars. This one is pretty awesome. It's one that a lot of people don't like because it returns to the top-down view. Well, and it's on PlayStation Portable.
Oh, wait, I thought it was on the DS.
Well, it's on the DS too, but I had it on PSP, and then I have it on my phone actually right now. But yeah, I played it on PSP.
That's why I never played it, because after Liberty City Stories, I've had some great luck selling my old video games to literally somebody who has no idea what they're doing. My PSP and all those games, I got everything for $3,000 when I probably only should have gotten 400 tops. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to feel bad for this guy. He made the offer. I took it. Because this is off topic, but my old 360, the Nintendo Wii, everything I literally had, like from my old 64, they were all practically destroyed. I got over $10,000 for everything. And those things weren't even functional. I do feel bad because my dad, some of the stuff, it was my dad like that, but he just loves that. I took like that. I told him, well, I paid off the rest of my first car. You know, did something like that. So he was proud. But but Chinatown Wars. See, I didn't like that they just made it exclusive to those portable game systems. They should have made it for all of them. Maybe it's because they didn't know how good it would be. I don't know. But
that's the weird thing, because Liberty City Stories is available on a bunch of different consoles now. Vice City Stories is only available on the PSP. That tells you something right there. I'm not going to go out of my way to buy it.
But Liberty City Stories should be available on the PS4 and PS5 network marketplaces. It should be available for purchase.
Oh, and just as a heads up, I decided to throw Chinatown Wars in haven't played since you haven't played it. And I also did the same for the GTA, what was that, the Game Boy one, Adventure something.
Right.
Because I haven't played that one in a while. I don't remember it. It's not a very good one from what I do remember. You said you hadn't played it, and then I put Max Payne 3 there as well because neither of us have played it. Figured that'll kind of speed things up. Now,
selfishly, I always say that every single original PlayStation game should also be on the network. On the marketplace, but I don't think they'd be able to do that.
Imagine
playing the original Tomb Raider on a PlayStation 4.
Here we go. This is a good one. I love Tomb Raider. We need to talk about that game eventually.
I actually have a copy of it in my room. As a matter of fact, I have two factory sealed copies of Splinter Cell 1 and 2.
Oh, shit. Those are good, too. I like
that. And I actually have a Japanese version of FIFA World Cup 98, but just the cartridge. But box would be cool, but fortunately, those are hard to get.
This next one is kind of a weird one. So it's an expansion pack to 4. It's got both games in it. It's the Ballad of Gay Tony, and then the other one is like the Biker Gang or whatever. I know.
Yeah, the Lost and the Damned.
So I did like them, but they weren't as good as the game. These to me are like C tier. How do you feel about them?
Well, I agree because, okay, the one with the Ballad of Gay Tony, that story was actually pretty good.
It was better than the Biker Gang bullshit.
I feel like the stories were just way too short.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about him.
The Ballad of Gay Tony, that character you played was in that bank robbery mission. He was one of the hostages.
Right. Grand Theft Auto Online. I've only played online a handful of times. I enjoyed it. It's not really my cup of tea, though. I wouldn't go back to it. Do you play GTA Online at all?
I only did once, and it was briefly, and I didn't enjoy it. There was too many people that were there that were just a bunch of a-holes.
Yeah, it's pretty much your typical experience elsewhere.
But that's online gaming. I mean, you know, yeah. But it was just on a whole different level. Like, yeah, I don't want to do this.
Right. I'm going to be fair, this one, I'm going to put it at B just because from what I played, it was good. It clearly has a mass following. It's one of the smartest things Grand Theft Auto ever did. And it shows. It's paying off. It's a huge deal, but it's not one I can really get behind. So to be fair, again, this is just being nice. I'm going to put it in B. I don't know how Austin feels about it. He's kind of taking a break right now. So
is he okay, though?
I'll text you. It's something ironic, actually. Something kind of funny.
When he mentioned something about the police being at his door, I could have sworn.
That's what he said. Yeah, he's like, the police are at my door. And I was like, oh, shit. So we'll see what happens. Let's move on to GTA 2. I love this one. This is a pretty good one. It's okay for, you know, being a top-down game. Again, it's not, it's forgettable like the pretty much any of them before Vice City. So to me, this one is, it's passable. I'd say a C tier. How do you feel? I mean, I'm kind of lingering between C and D.
Well, put it at a D because I'm looking at these screenshots and I don't like the way it is. It's like the freaking Game Boy. I mean, like, it's like you're on a freaking helicopter. Yeah. No, like it should be like.
There's a million of these. How do you feel about GTA London? I love this one. This is a really good one for being a top down.
Well, it takes place in I think the setting of the game is in the 60s, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, much like GTA 2, like I feel like the screen, like again, it's like high up. It should be like, you know, you're the character, you know, walking around like that.
Right.
I feel like even if they made the setting in the game in 1969, I kind of feel like the game didn't come out at the right time. It's actually developed by Rockstar Canada. It came out in 97.
Yeah, it's an older one.
It was on the, like it, was I said, on, it was on the original PlayStation.
Yeah, like I said, man, it's pretty forgettable in comparison to everything after Vice City. It's my, this and two are my personal favorites from the older franchise, but I'd put it at D because it's still a top-down game. It's, if we're going off graphics, then it's definitely, well, for me, I'd put it in C because I love this one, but I'm willing to put it at a D because it's not an amazing game. I love it. That's different. How do you feel about putting it at D?
Which one?
GTA London.
Yeah, I think D's the place. I mean, if they were to make a remaster if they're gonna make it like the modern day GTAs where you're the character, you can run around, do whatever, that's a remake. I would love for them to make a remake of GTA London. And if they were asked, should it take place in the 80s or 90s? I'm like,
right.
Why not make it in 1969? I mean, because think about it. We have a GTA that took place in the 80s, and then San Andreas, and then in the early 90s, and then, you know, and then San Andreas in 2004, and then GTA 5 in 2013. So why not put one in the 60s?
Right. Can we agree on something here? So while I like the first Midnight Club, the rest of them are just fucking garbage. 2, 3 to me are trash. I don't think I've ever played Midnight Club. What the fuck is that? Los Angeles. But to me, the rest of the, I've never played fucking, have you played the last Midnight Club?
No. Dub Edition was fine, but overall, I agree with you. I mean, I would put it, I mean, Midnight Club 3 at a D is honestly just being nice.
Yeah.
See, I tried to enjoy the game to the fullest because a friend of mine bought, you know, well, he bought, okay, his mom bought one and he bought one, so he gave me the one that he bought. And didn't tell me to. You didn't have to pay for it, so he gave it to me as a birthday gift. So that's why I wanted to enjoy it to the full. But truth is, he didn't like it either.
Yeah. So I'm gonna put it at D because it's okay. I'm more of a, the first one is more for me. The second one is absolute fucking trash. Never played Los Angeles, and you've never played the second Manhunt, right? Manhunt 2.
I'm not. Well, I didn't play either of them.
Okay. Let's just put this, we'll skip it, but for those of you watching or listening, again, go out, get this game, fucking play it. Even if you're not a video game person and you'd rather just like kind of see what they're about, you can watch the gameplay, like you can watch the walkthrough on YouTube. I found so many different variations, but they're all pretty much the same. They play like a movie. So I mean, if you don't really want to play the game and you want to watch it as a movie, you can do that on YouTube. I've done it a couple times. They're interesting, but you're missing out if you haven't played Manhunt 1 or 2, especially the second one. The second one is easily the best one. But now we're down to two games. We're running low on time, so I'll try. I can't make any promises. I'm going to try to give a rapid response, but I don't know. So I'm going to save the best for last. Max Payne 2. I was disappointed with this game, man. It's a good game. It's not D, but it's definitely a C. This game, dude, it just took every element that the first one had and just pretty much covered it with action. It's an all-action game to me. Yeah, there's a story, but it's I don't know, man. I don't really like Max Payne 2 that much.
Well, I think what's disappointing about Max Payne 2 from the start is it doesn't pick up exactly where the first one left off.
Right.
Well, at least, well, it's been so long.
Well, it would be unfair to say D or F, but it's actually, sounds yeah, fair
it,
to
it
say take, C.
It takes place 2 years after the events of the first game. And of course, you know, Max Payne is acquitted of all those charges from the first one. So he's back at being an NYPD detective because he finished his job, you know, in the DEA. But I like how there's basically there's some flashbacks and everything, you know, but I really honestly believe like it should have taken place immediately after the events of the first one.
Yeah, like the story just bores me. The gameplay is not great either. I understand people don't like the gameplay of the first one. Maybe the second one's an update for you. To me, it's just a little dumb. But my personal opinion is this is easily a C tier because D is very undeserving. F is, of course, ridiculous because this is a good game by definition. You know, it made a lot of money. I just don't think it's like 4-star or even 5. It's like 3. So a C is where I'm putting it. Are you cool with that?
Right. All right. I mean, Max Payne eventually it made the greatest hit slot for the PlayStation, didn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because you know, keep in mind on Xbox there's what's called Platinum Hits, and then for the PlayStation it was Greatest Hits, and what that means, well, I mean, I'm not sure if it's the same thing for Platinum Hits, but
what yeah, Platinum Hits much means greatest is hits.
I'm sorry.
It's pretty much Greatest Hits.
It's because when these games came down to that, you notice Greatest Hits, the prices were significantly lower. It's because those games sold so well that for Xbox, for Microsoft, and I guess for PlayStation, Sony decided it's necessary that, well, we sold so much, we profited well, we can sell these games a whole lot cheaper. So, exactly. So for those of you out there, if you have an original PlayStation 2 game that's factory sealed but it's Greatest Hits, it's still valuable. It still is. It's probably not as valuable as an original copy, but it's still valuable if you take care of it. And here he is.
Yes, Austin, we saved the very last one for you. Unfortunately, we're running low on time, so I'm going to try to give we're going to do rapid responses here. So GTA 5 is S-tier. Easily S tier. Yeah, I was going to say, this is an S tier game, dude. This is hands down.
It's literally been out for like 20 years, and it's still one of the top 5 played games every single month.
Vice City is my personal favorite, but I'm not an idiot. 5 is clearly the best one thus far.
The fact that it gave us too much is what I'm grateful for. It's not just the story and how lengthy it was. All the side stuff. I mean, there's like these scraps of letters. And there was certain stuff for each character, like these random characters and whatnot. Like, man, just so much. And all these properties you can buy and everything. Now, I will say this. The map, I think one of the cons of this one, the map was way too small. Way too small.
It was definitely bigger than what I was used to. That took me some time to get used to, but it's a good game. I fell in love with it. At first, I hated it because, like I said, I hadn't played GTA in a while, and I was like, this is not the Grand Theft Auto I remember. But again, time went on, so then I fell in love with it. It's awesome. I cannot wait for 6, man. I'm hoping and praying 6 is like what we need because I've been dying for a return to Vice City. But
I have several random GTA videos on my channel. You guys need to check it out.
Oh yeah,
some of them are hilarious. You might piss yourself.
Actually,
yeah, I said this game's been out for 20 years. It's been out for 21 years.
Which one?
Wait, no. It's actually been out for 11 years. It came out in 2013. GTA 5, yeah.
11 years, not 21 years.
Yeah. It came out in 2013, but...
Right, it's still a good game.
People are still playing it like it just came out.
To this day. Yeah, to this day. Well...
Check out the random GTA videos on my channel.
Well, hey, speaking of which, because we're about to close up, I wanted to give you this time. Alex, buddy, go ahead and shoot your information. Let the people know where they can find you.
Well, for this particular episode, look... Please, please, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, watch the content, leave likes, leave comments, and if you would like, please leave a YouTube thanks, but don't feel obligated to leave a YouTube thanks, that's up to you, but please check out my channel. I've got gaming, I've got podcasting, I've got everything there is for you to enjoy. please. I don't want another day job. I want to make a living off my YouTube channel just like these gentlemen. Come on and subscribe to the Great Growth Podcast. Help us out, y'all, please.
Hey, that's what we're all trying. But yeah, if you want some entertainment, definitely check out Alex's channel up on YouTube.
Got GTA, random GTA 5 content, which is hilarious, but walkthroughs. I mean, I've got everything.
Oh, yeah. He's got it all. I'm not just saying that to endorse him, but I do regularly watch Alex's content. So if you haven't, you're definitely missing out. That's the Bear of Texas on YouTube. That's all you got to put in. You'll find him right there. Same with the Great Growth Podcast.
My picture is actually a GTA themed picture.
Yep, exactly. I was gonna point that.
Yeah, it's me wearing the NWO, my NWO shirt. It's me like holding a. It's like behind that warehouse where Michael and his crew planned out their heists.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, Michael recruited me.
Well, guys, there you have it. If you like what you heard here and you want to check out more, right now, the greatgirthpodcast.com website is still under maintenance. We apologize. But in the meantime, don't be fucking greedy. You can always go to YouTube. All right. You can watch the videos. That's at the Great Girth Podcast. Same for Instagram, TikTok. We're pretty much everywhere. But you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And again, YouTube, please like and subscribe. Same with Alex. Send us a little thanks if you can. We're trying to make this channel more crowdfunded. As up and coming, it is hard running it by yourself. But Alex, sir,
I know.
We appreciate you having you on, man. Thank you for coming on again, and hopefully we'll see you on the next one.
Well, first of all, thank you again for inviting me, and any chance I get, I will be on the show. Again, I do not want another damn day job.
Right. Trust me. Like we were talking about earlier, dude, with the shit I'm doing with at work. But anyway, Austin, buddy, it's been fun. I'll see you on the next one.
All right. Adios. Thank you, gentlemen.